Blog Talk Radio.
Another edition, and glad to be here. Hope you are okay. Oh, yesterday, the Sodomite people, the uncivilized people, they did not broadcast my show. I sat here about 3 hours. And spoke of things that are civilized. And these uncivilized white people, they like to take my money. And don't think it's wrong. And they like to talk about justice, right? Yeah, so let's talk about justice. When I tell you white people are not human beings, they are not in the World History textbook. They don't want nobody to know that, but that's true. But look, America is not for these sodomite ass fucking white people. They can't stand anybody tell them that because they want to look like us, talk like us. And of course, Africa is behind them. How about that? These white people, you look at them and you can tell they don't know where they come from. They don't know. They don't think to be criminal is wrong. That's why they have AB and Adamani, you know. How about them cutting off the mic today? You think I am concerned about that? I'm cool. I'm cool. Because you know what? I'm African. Look at my skin. Look at my skin. I am not afraid to be on here like a lot of people are afraid of these faggots, white people. Because they think now they run the world because Africa tell them they can go ahead. Africa is sick, mentally ill, because they are under the syndrome of the RHESUS, the sodomite ape blood. That's what African people are under. That is what brought Christianity around. And they write and say, AD on a Domini, everybody must be controlled by that. Nobody is going to do that unless they are a sodomite. White people are sodomite. You see, none of them have any problem with being here after how many people have they killed. How many of us they kill? Let me read some of the record that tells you the number of African people that they kill since they come here. And none of us is saying anything. Why? We are under Novocaine or some, you know, sedition. We are sedated by the Bible. Who really? Sedated by the Bible. You know, I have a cousin, he's a Christian. He's a church pastor. And, you know, I don't know. Maybe at some point he's going to realize that something is really, really wrong the way he reads. You know? Because I'm pointing out contradictions in the Bible to him. Lies. You know, if somebody's lying to you, you really want to know that they're lying, right? But if you're someone with education and know about how to communicate, use words properly and things like that, and then you're a believer in the church, and when somebody take up the Bible and read contradiction to you, you can't see it. All right. And I'm saying, well, I couldn't see it either. But after a time that I begin to realize that I was not reading properly, and it's the reason why I can be fooled, especially with the Bible. If you see contradictions in the Bible, and you can't tell that it is a contradiction to historic logic, then something is wrong with the way you're reading. Let me tell you some of them that my cousin, who is a Christian pastor, why he says he sees nothing wrong. Now, it doesn't make any sense for me to talk anything else to people who is not capable of understanding what I'm saying. We learn to read English, for those of us who speak English, right? Whether we speak it good or, you know, so-so. However, there is a problem with us. That is caused from the white Laos, white people them, we come to our, all of our settlements in the Western Hemisphere. And we don't know that they are wrong. We don't know that because of them that raped our ancestors, we have lost our audible brain. They can't see the difference. We are taking slaves from our own homeland, Africa. We don't see nothing wrong with that. What about looking back on our historic record of creation, of us, civilized people? I read it all the time, that the gods that you think you're praying to in a Bible, that no God no in there, because it's the history they're using to fool people. The true history says they came to earth thousands of years ago. I mean, as any place in the Bible tell you, when did God make Adam and Eve in the garden? No, it doesn't. And why they don't record that? Because they don't want to be a part of real history. Because prehistory never created no white people. Prehistory of the gods has nothing to do with the primates of 3.5-4 million years ago. We don't, it is not concerned with that. It's concerned with us, the people who are civilized. Okay? And there is a gulf between white people and African hybrid people. There is a gulf, a civilization gulf. When they come and talk about their civilization and make up their own law and kill us with it, and you don't see nothing wrong with it. Oh, if nothing is not wrong with that, then is there anything wrong on planet Earth? Came to Earth thousands of years ago. And they spent a mighty long time. Major settlement place is in South Africa. But they have been doing things all around the planet. Right? So the time, just a second.
Bishop. I'm doing a show right now, so started at 3:30. So, you can call in on my show and talk with me too. You know, you can call in on my show. We could chat. It's okay. I'm just mentioning that. You know, I'm just mentioning. You're gonna talk about the Bible. We're gonna talk about the Bible. And how much of us? How much of us African people, the white people, and kill ourselves that come here? I talk about these things. Yeah. It's all right. Now, listen, I tell you what I talk about on the radio, right? Let's talk about that, okay? Because you have me, you're talking about something. Because you see the Bible upside down based on what you're telling me. Because the Bible tells you that your brain must be unnatural for you to understand the things in the Bible. The reason why you accept the things in the Bible is because psychologically you are brought up to believe those things. You have to come to see, you see? But by reading properly, man, that's what I'm telling you. Read words. Because if you tell me that your mind can be unnatural, for you to read better, if you tell me that, then I know that I need to better put it. All right, let me go back down to my show. I can call you back after I'm done. I'm done like about 7:30 or something like that. Okay, cool. All right, cool. All right, yeah.
Oh, I am so sorry about that. That's my cousin. My cousin, the minister. You know, I tell you, you know, I look back and I see how my life was growing up in the church and become an adult. And these white people, you know, I have to get to the point now where I have to be blunt about white people. White people are not civilized. No, if I cannot find white people in the world literature textbook, where do you think is going to represent them? They don't have any ID. White people don't have any civilized ID. Because now they come and equate themselves with African ethnic people like they were created with us or something like that. They didn't, because the history shows whilst they were up in Europe 1.5 million years ago, the only thing they did that now featured them in history is when they screw our ancestors with their racist bad blood that until this day, don't you see all of us in church? We are worshiping Jesus. Jesus that is only a sodomite character. That's what it is. That's what I was worshiping in the church. Jesus. Nobody told me that Jesus never exists. That's how real and civilized preaching of Jesus is. We turn into a different creature. We turn into sodomite. Because that's what white people represent, sodomite. They come and say, no, we cannot live under our own government where we were created in South Africa under. No. No, you think about that. Cousin. In as much as we get along, and I think he mean well, but unless that vapor remove off his eye, he won't see the contradiction in the Bible loud and clear. Jesus is saying he finished the work that the Father gave him to do. That means, what work did he finish? Every Christian will have to agree, believing what the Bible says, Jesus called 12 disciples and set up the church. And besides some irregularity that took place in what Jesus was doing, it went pretty much, let's say, the way we understand it to be like a story, right? But we see he call a guy named the one who betrayed him, Barabbas or something like that, right? Who betray his master. Not Nagasa. Nothing don't go like that, but that's the story. And I find out when I started to read the Bible, like I read anything that is in English, and find out that the things that we believe in the Bible are not true. About God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day, and Adam and Eve in a garden. These white people are responsible for destroying our brain and how we read. Because when you look at the object of the brain of an individual, and I'm not talking about white people, I'm talking about the ethnic people. White people come and decide to dump the ethnic people, right, with their rhetoric about the world. But the point is, white people must shut up when it comes to the world that we are in, because they were here 3.5 to 4 million years, and they couldn't talk. You see what I mean? In history, they did not talk because they are apes. The first human to, not human, but the first creature that walked upright were apes. And it's them, that's where that's where their ancestors, parent ancestors, that's where they come from. You know what I mean? This is a tough, tough thing to swallow, because you're not going to see what I am saying until you realize what words are really saying. Because too many places in the Bible carry case concept, and it cannot be true at all. And the reason why the world societies are tumbling over itself is because there is no clarity in what we are talking. Very little. But when it comes to what is the church, nobody understand that. When it comes to civilization, nobody don't understand what civilization is. Because these white people endeavor to stand in the way of what is true. What is civilization? They don't know nothing about no civilization except to use what they have come to understand is the civilized way to live. But since when white people began to appreciate civilized things? Since when? Since 100,000 years ago. But we came to creation of ourselves 200,000 years ago. So we were 200,000, we are 200,000 years now. But 100,000 years ago, we were only 100,000 years in creation, a civilized human being. And 100,000 years ago, where were the white people them and their species? Who were they? They were what you call Homo erectus. They were not any other ID beside Homo erectus. And you read about them here, but you will have to read about them and read word properly. You see what I mean? Because if you don't know the difference between the solar calendar and the moon season calendar, then, my friend, you are not on a civilized perception. with the world in front of us today. It's deplorable that we are so unfortunate that we don't know the difference between governmental jurisdiction or white people doing among us in the Western world. You talk about to leave Europe and trace us after 100,000 years into the Western world and talk about this is their civilization. That's how far our brain is damaged. That you're reading Jesus say, he finished the work, and you don't know what finish mean, and that is a word you know every day. But show it to you in the Bible, where Jesus is lying about finished work with 12 disciples. Then the next thing is, when you are seeing that it says, Jesus said to his father, praying, said, now I have finished the work that you gave me to do, and glorify me now with the glory I had with you before the foundation of the world. The whole thing don't, it sinks. It don't make no sense. Because if he were glorified and sent here, then he has to beg God to receive him back into heaven. It doesn't make any coherent sense. Okay? But if you follow what it is saying, Jesus is praying to his father, try to make some sense of that. Right? How are you going to make sense of that? 12 disciples he called, right? Do you read that he called more than 12? Do you understand that? Yeah, I have always been knowing that Jesus called 12 disciples. And he, you know, all over the Bible, it is recorded that, you know, about the name of these disciples, because they named them out, the name of these 12 disciples. None of them was St. Paul. You know that, because in the Bible it represents St. Paul to be one of the Pharisees or the scribe that was working in the Sanhedrin council, right? That was operated by this so-called Roman Republic. Yes. Right. So somebody is going to fool you if you don't understand opposite of a situation. So the conventional knowledge is Jesus came and he called 12 disciples. That's what we grow up with. And that's what, you read the Bible right now, that's what it says. So when you see Jesus call to God to say, you know, glorify me now with the glory I had with you before the foundation of the world. Look, there is no foundation of the world that exists in the Bible, what they're talking about. Because they're only saying those things in the Bible to satisfy people who are going to just believe into what the Bible is saying. But if you understand the history of the world and what transpired in the world, where ape, the first ape walking upright come from, you know about that in the history. And then you read prehistory, Sumerian civilized history, it opens up your understanding to the things that have happened on planet Earth, right? How did we get the calendar, the solar calendar, to give us 365 days for a year? How? Did the white people do it? These white people that are here and turning everything upside down, did they write a calendar when? No, the amount of things are, you know, a big, you know, a whole lot of entanglement for people to understand civilized knowledge is what these white people come up and begin to, you know, act upon a superior way of life, and they are trying their best to control the world population with their sodomite fucking ass nonsense. Can't even read the Bible and understand the contradiction that you're reading. You don't know anything about the calendar, the first calendar, and who created that calendar. You don't know, but you can speak in tongues. Yeah. You can speak in tongues. Unknown tongues. You see? And these white people, you know, all they strive on is money and authority. But where it come from? Which civilized place it come from? You have BC and AD, and people now, no matter how educated they are, they cannot explain the difference because what? The Bible has twisted up their mind in so much way, and all they care about is money, food, I mean, a place to sleep and carry on all kind of evil stuff. You see, all you're finding on the planet now is, you know, are people who are, you know, their mind becomes so corrupt, you know. They're reprobates, because you said, can your mind be unnatural and you're more intelligent? You read better? No, it will never happen. And the Christian, like my cousin, he can't see something wrong with that. He can't see that these white people are terrorists. He can't see that. He speaks for them. But the point is, with Jesus lying in the Bible and we can't see it, he went up to heaven after he prayed to his Father and said, I finish justifying the reason why his Father is to glorify him. And Jesus is telling the Father that, see, I finished the work that you gave me to do. There is no such a thing as a Jesus. Because you read that same Bible and it tell you that Jesus blasphemed his own words. And yet still in the epistles, in the four gospels, they have Jesus talking a whole host of things under these fucking sodomite white people writing it. They have everything all set up like, you know, disciples and different tribes and set up all kind of thing like it's true. And none of it is true. So they're talking about Jesus now come to earth. Nothing don't go so, but we believe it. So here Jesus is saying, I finished the work. Now, can't you handle this? You can't handle when Jesus said, I finished the work. St. John 17, 1, 2 to 4 or 5 verses, right there. You can't see that Jesus is lying. Rah, rah, lying. It means that these white people who are talking serpents and you represent the Tower of Babel, these white people, just as how they, white people, don't exist as civilized people, while we are counting them, oh, they give us the church and make you a minister. You see what I mean? It's the reason why we can't get out of this muck. We can't get out of the muck. Because they take everything, solar calendar, and push whatever they want under what they call moon calendar. The moon is not a calendar. You know? The only thing you can do with the moon is make use of what it does under the solar calendar. But the moon by itself cannot be a calendar. So these white people dismantle everything that the gods give to us, and they find out that we are really a fallen people. Mentally, we are fallen. And who caused it? It's them. It's the white people caused it. But they have convinced the world that Jesus come to save us. And nobody will look for precedence of Jesus. Where it started in the whole world, where Jesus began to be known in the BC era, none of it is there. It's sterile of anything like a Jesus. And yet still, that's where we have ministers of the gospel of Jesus. And Jesus is only but a faggot character. Time for us to read and understand. You see, because everywhere you turn in the Bible is something that leads to some whole pond stink of dirty water in the Bible. And there are some good things in the Bible, but as long as you don't read properly, you won't know where the good things in the Bible are. And they're not going to read those passages of scripture to you. You see what I mean? So once we are accepting Jesus, who lies about he finished the work, he never finished the work. All right, and you want to know, what do I mean by Jesus did not finish the work? I mean that what we have as finished work of 12 disciples, Jesus went to heaven and he forced conversion on St. Paul. Now, what did he tell St. Paul? Why? Jesus never tell nobody before, say, all right, look, when I go, I'm going to send you another apostle to join you. He never said that. No. We're reading it in the Bible for the first time where Jesus is forcing a man who don't want to be no Christian. Jesus is going to make him a Christian. Imagine that. So what are the things that Jesus tell St. Paul he want him to do? He want him to go preach the gospel like him never did, teach the 12 disciples anything or enough about the gospel. But he said he finished the work. You want to tell me that I am wrong? Or it is the Bible that's wrong? Jesus finished the work. And that's why he bid farewell and go back. And they said, I mean, how many people, both must have some 500 or so people was in the mountain where Jesus went, you know, vanish and go back to heaven. All the Gentile, all the issues about Jews and Gentiles, that's not the domain of the 12 disciples. It's the Apostle Paul. I tell you about those kind of stuff. And you don't see something wrong with that. You don't see it because your mind is twisted away from good logic. You know, if you ask a lawyer about that, a lawyer would not give you any problem. You're not going to have any problem with a lawyer to tell you that that don't make no sense. And I want to tell you, it may be the first time that the lawyer is aware of that. But based upon the discipline of lawyers' knowledge, concerning the fact of something, if you put this to them, the fact that they are bound to abide by the principles of word, you can get a lawyer to show you right there that the Bible is lying. But at a time when white people are forcing hybrid people to not see the fact in the Bible, this is the problem, where you have lawyers who just go about paying attention to what they are doing, and they're not going into the religion, bring the religion into their law practice. But for people who are concerned with spiritual things, the way the Bible is persuasive and dogmatic and forceful within the context of Christianity, you come under the consensus of just what the Bible says. You're not concerned that Jesus is not a good person, because why Jesus is in there in the Bible telling us to obey him when he's lying? Because he set up the church, and Simon Peter, you know, he said, upon the rock I build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Now, so we have ample evidence to prove that Jesus did not exist, because a Jesus, meek and loving and kind, and teaches not sound knowledge, we don't find that to be true when you scan and observe what the Bible is saying, because the Bible ascend you down south, and then it send you back east and all southwest, northwest, and you know, and northeast and all that. So clearly, what we find, whereas unity should be in the church, you can't have unity in the church, because you are reading double-crossing stories in the Bible, and you don't know. You see? So you get turned back over there, and you come over here, and you try to use some of what over here to rectify where you couldn't rectify over there, so, and you think that's the way you should use the Bible. One issue that permeates throughout the Bible, you can't pull it up, because things are repeated in the Bible at different places saying the same thing. But what about those that are not saying the same thing? When it's telling about Jesus was ordained to come and die for sin, you don't even have one element of the Bible to prove that it's true. Not even one. Who give us these type of thinking? The white people, them, that chase us from where 100,000 years ago, and we are mad as whole herring. We don't know what we're thinking. You see, and what we think to be fully true, and we should be loyal to it, is something that we should throw away into the trash. But it become the most revered thing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. No, listen, when you're praising the Lord, you are really praising two men fucking each other. That's what you're doing. That God that we are talking about is two men fucking each other. The white people, them. And make it seem like this is the kind of world we're supposed to be in. Okay? Well, let somebody call me tell me I'm wrong. My friends. When St. Paul come and begin to demean the other disciples, even Simon Peter, who were put forth as the chief apostle of Jesus, was exemplified because to him he gave the keys. You know, he's the man who, you know, but then even though Simon Peter was made the chief of the disciples, the head of the church, and you see how the Roman Catholic, they revere Simon Peter and St. Paul because they are making up this whole bunch of fucking shit. Okay? Because that's where they get it from. They're fucking body shit. That's what they write in the Bible. And it went once you're reading and you see, you know, here is raw contradiction. St. Paul is force converted and he is going to be given, you know, this hada, like, it is about the equivalent of a half of the teaching that they say God taught the 12 disciples. Because St. Paul is going to come and teach those disciples where Jesus never teach them. What Jesus is saying in St. John 17. Fourth verse. He's saying he finished the work that he gave him to do. He set up the church and come back to heaven. Why did Jesus go back to heaven and him never finish teaching the church what they're supposed to know? Can't you see? These 12 disciples were left there, and when Jesus said, go to Matthew 28, and listen to me, because some of these things here, people are having a hard time to understand. Let me see now. We're talking about St. Matthew 28. That's right. Let's go St. Matthew 28, my friends. Right? And see whether or not I am off, you know, I'm out of my mind. Are you who believing it now are the one out of your mind? Listen to this. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. You know what we're looking for here, right? We're looking for where the Bible shows that Jesus finished the work and leave it to the disciple them. That means he told them everything. And I'm proving that it's a lie. He didn't teach them everything. Far from teaching them everything. So you don't read good enough to see these issues that are running across each other like two planes crashing into each other in midair. That's the way they write this Bible. So now you check what I am saying to you, because this is the context to which, to prove whether or not this Bible is full of trash, nonsense. And once you believe the nonsense, when you start to read Genesis creation story, you will never see anything here that is making anything a lie. But your mind has got to be sober. Your mind must be natural. Your mind cannot be unnatural. For you to understand the Bible in any kind of way, your mind cannot be unnatural. It must be natural. Because unnatural means that you have been drinking, you know, something that changes the natural understanding that you're supposed to have of things, right? You're getting, you know, intoxicated when your mind is in an unnatural state. Your mind just cannot be unnatural at all for you to go to school and learn anything. You can't be unnatural. Your mind must be natural, sensitive, calculate well, and thing like that. When am I tell you that your mind must be unnatural for you to understand the things of the Bible, because they are spiritually discerned? That is in 1 Corinthians 2, right? That it is a lie. Your mind cannot function unnaturally. It is impossible. So listen now. They come to the sepulchre, and behold, there was a great earthquake. These white people are telling. For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. Oh, these are lies. A fucking asshole nonsense. Okay? But remember what I am saying to you is Jesus make preparation to go back to heaven. Is it true? Lie. Lie. These white people are writing these things and portraying that these are reality. Look, watch me go show you now that nothing don't go so, because the Bible is full of preparation for that Jesus fulfill all the works that the Father gave him to do. And I'm proving it to you, it's not true. Because had these things been done that we read in the Bible that he did before he went back to heaven, then if those things were done, he wouldn't be converting Apostle Paul and Paul come and imposing his will on the other 12 disciples. It don't make any sense. Jesus is a crazy guy. But who is crazy? These white people that you see here invade us everywhere we are. And you can't get them out. You see, because they are all on us fucking culture. Read the World History textbook and you will see none of these people are civilized counted in there in the World History textbook. African people are the only civilized people on planet Earth. Okay? So you can make them fool us with AD and Adamani. The whole thing is a whole bunch of white people fucking our stinking self writing these nonsense. Okay? And because they done plaster their bad blood inside of our people from 100,000 years ago, today we don't have any sense. You think about that. So now, did Jesus to the fact that he finished the work, which I am unraveling, Jesus never existed? These white people existed. And it is by their way of action why they began to talk. After almost 4 million years. It is something that you must look into, because while you are believing these things in the Bible to be true, you don't know anything else about science, biology, and where mankind come from. You will never know the truth at all. You will never see nothing wrong with the Bible. All right, but I'm reading you it. The things that are said in the Bible to prove that when it said Jesus Jesus finished the work of the gospel. I'm proving to you that it is a lie. All of this is just what the white people want to write and make it seem like it's true. And behold, there was a earthquake. There was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. That's the way they write their thing. His countenance was like lightning, raiment white as snow. See these white people? See the kind of stuff that they're writing here? And it's not true. And for fear of him, keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, fear not you, for I know you that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. See, you can see that the Bible is telling you and expressing that Jesus already finished the work and he's crucified. And nobody's paying attention that nothing in the prophecy required a Messiah to be crucified. You're not looking on that. It's a multiple of a whole bunch of monkey business we're reading and believing. Because it's going to tell you that, and the angel answered and said unto the woman, fear not you, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. Right here is a junction, it's a crossing, where St. John 6:15 would show you that Jesus went up into a hill and hide. Jesus never became no king whatsoever. So nothing that is said about Jesus can be proven true in the Bible. But for people whose eyes not open, you will not see. Your mind cannot be unnatural in order to understand these old bunch of nonsense in the Bible. You are accepting these old foolishness in the Bible because you're not reading and following the context of what you read. And that's where the problem is. So see, I am showing you right here where it is not possible for Jesus to send St. Paul and tell him about Gentile people, something he should have told the 12 disciples already a long time. So now you're going to accept that Jesus is now telling the St. Paul alone, as against 12 disciples that he taught, and it is explained why Jesus taught and why he called and taught those 12 disciples. You read that in Matthew 10. Jesus and the disciples, and he sent them out to cast out devil and do all kind of things. Okay? And these things are lies. The more you read this with sense, is the more you know Christianity is something they used to kill the African people. You see what I mean? And we are still sitting down under these guys, AD, Anna Domini, a government and everything like that. It's the worst abomination, and why so many evil things are happening in our societal world. Because we are not in tune with reality at all. And the gods leave us to wallow on all kind of nonsense until we learn better sense. Okay? It's for us to learn the better sense about civilization, because white people are not civilized people. They are not real people. They are just looking like real people. They are not. If they were real people, they would be in the World History textbook as civilized people. They are none of that. Okay? And it is, proof is in what I'm saying, far behind or far beyond what I am telling you right now. It's just like bringing a little of the foot, of the evidence to what I'm saying. The more you read this book and read it like a scholar, is the more you find out that white people, in fact, don't belong anywhere in the Western Hemisphere. Because there is government here long before they came here. They come in and be like, oh, they are the one who started government and everything like that. It's just, that's not true. So as long as we think that, hey, we joined the apes. Because that's what white people are, apes. They look like us because of something happened. We need to know that and move on beyond that. Okay. Now. Okay. He is not here. You're the lie that they're writing about Jesus, like it is true. And this is a vapor. What they're writing about is vapor instead of something real. It's vaporizing stuff that they're talking and make it seem like it's real. All right? So they're telling us because they know we're not seeing, we're not reading right. Right? They can tell. So he is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come see the place where the Lord lay. I mean, these two-tone and honest, you know, sexual companion. They are the ones that write these stuff that we believe in. Okay? He said, come to see where he, the Lord, lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him. Lo, I have told you, and they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples' word. You hear that? All right. As they went to tell disciples, to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail. Now, all hail is in red writing. Now, we believe these things. That's when we don't realize that we are passing the world of sober to the world of spiritual. That's what these things are. And came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Jesus talked that. Jesus not talking nothing, because Jesus never exists. You see, too many things wrong in the Bible to show none of these things are true. Now, when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city, and showed unto the chief priest all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, say you, now they're going to plot a lie now, you see. His disciple came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him, cure you. So they took the money and did as they were told, as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. See? So they're telling this lie about Jesus raised from the dead. You see? And yet still, nobody is paying attention to that. You're believing in Jesus. Oh. And when they saw him, they worshipped him. He said, then the 11 disciples, because Judas was out of the show at that time, went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go you therefore and teach all nations. He finished the work, right? Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you even unto the end of the world. Now, my friends, he tell you that? Does that sound like Jesus really tell his Father to glorify him with the glory he had with him before the foundation of the world? Right? Jesus tell them to go on and carry on business. You see? So, this is what I am telling you that Jesus began to say. Under that context, that he finished the work, there is no more apostle to come. Because the place of Judas was filled. When Judas departed, they select another person. In the Bible, it's telling you that they take another person, and there was 12 disciples. Okay? So when Jesus now say these words, he is lying, because he already make provision for the 12 disciples to go on, right? Judas is gone. They replace him with someone else, and they're 12 disciples that Jesus originally staged, right? So when Jesus said now these words, Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify you, as thou art given him power over all flesh. See, this is the power that they have because of Jesus, and this power don't exist. Okay? They are saying, now, God give him, Jesus is saying that he, the Father give him power over all flesh. Right? That he should give eternal life. Who Jesus give eternal life? When? To as many as given him, to as many as you have given him. You see? And this is life eternal, that they might know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. This is all shitting. Okay? White people are just shitting and fucking the honest with the shit afterward. Okay? That's what they're doing with this Bible. I've glorified thee on the earth. I have finished. You hear this? This is the fourth verse of St. John 17 chapter. And he's saying that I have finished the work, which means those 12 disciples, he taught them for about 3 years or so, right? Whatever they gave at the time. But it's somewhere like about between 1 and 3 years. He taught those disciples. He had a lot to teach them, right? Yeah, so he schooled them. That's what he's saying. So this is the context. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, right? Until the end come. He taught them. That's, I mean, there are other places in the other gospel and stuff like that. In different way, they express it. That Jesus taught these guys. And everything was over with. Okay? And you remember the instance where Peter was fasting one day on a housetop, and Jesus appeared to him and tell him, rise, Peter, rise, kill and eat. And Peter said, no, because the vision was having unclean animals. And Jesus is saying, Peter, rebuke Jesus, and said, you know that I don't eat what is common or unclean. And Jesus rebuked him, rebut him, and said, hey, you know that what I cleanse, you don't call it common or unclean. So it's talking about now the African people were Jews and the white people were Gentiles. So what they were saying here in the Bible, that now the African people and the white people are joined together, Jews and Gentiles. That's what they're saying in here. Now, is there anything that we know goes in that direction? No, because today the white people them take over the world and say them have their own government. They don't care nothing about what they have in the Bible here about Jesus. Is all something that cannot be digested as anything that is true. There is nothing happening in the BC world to give us what they are saying in the Bible at all. None whatsoever. We have a civilization to establish and to run, right? When the gods came to earth, they were lured with and Hall had kingship government of their own before we were created as civilized people. And now we don't know our head from our foot, our feet. We don't know anything. Because these people put their rhesus blood into our brain and we all fall from the state that we were created in. This is serious stuff. We were created with a higher level of orbital brain, cerebrum and cerebellum. And these folks have their monkey brain. And now, since they get our blood inside of them, they start talking and have upgraded sense that they can be scientists and all this kind of stuff and turn us into idiots. Because that's what it is. But when the laser is going to hit us and we go understand, we will show them the road where they come from. And they will have to get out of every square inch of our settlement that they come and talk about is there. And this AD Anadamani, they're going to go back to where they come from up in Europe, okay, and go up their life. Because, look, I mean, a lot of things is going to happen, right? They will remember at least something that happened way back in the 5th century where all sort of things happen with volcano ash and darkness day and night. You see what I mean? They are going to find out, but they're going to, it's going to happen. It's going to come. They're going to get hit worse than what happened back in the 5th century AD. You see what I mean? Because they are faggots. But we must stand up for civility. We must prove that we read and we know what we're reading. Instead of having their Bible about Psalms and this and a whole bunch of nonsense, those places in the Bible that are anti-Christian, read them. And you will find out that what they're writing here, they're just doing their best because they're idiots, fucking asshole, white people, them. It doesn't matter how much education they have because you have all the university education that you have. You will read all these things there and you don't see them. What I'm pointing out, you don't see them. You see what I mean? And that's the problem. I grow up and were taught these things. But, and into my adult, they were still the same as when I was younger growing up. It's when something happened about me reading and be diligent with the words that I am reading, what they mean. Once I caught on to that, when I read, I see exactly what I read, how it makes sense, where does it go, coherent story being told. But as the way we understand it, it places us in the world as passing the world of sober to the world of fairy tale. We are reading fairy tale in here that these things are not true, but we believe them to be true, and that's the problem. That's what I want to make you know. And then I will go forward to something else. We know that white people come from hominid. And if you want to cross over that, that's when the veil is gone over your eye, because right here, they are hominid. Okay? And they've been around here, as it says, the earliest human-like creatures, they were never human-like all the time. These people are writing this into modern time, right? And this is a fourth edition where they put all these whole bunch of foolishness into this worldly textbook. But you can distinguish between what makes sense and what don't make sense and see that they are modifying our existence to suit themselves, these white people, right? So it said they look like. It don't tell you that they are, because it tells you clear that they are hominid. They are primate, right? And it says the earliest human-like creatures lived in Africa as long as 3 to 4 million years ago. See, that's how long these white people ancestors exist, okay? And it says, they are called Australopithecines, or southern apes. White people are apes. When they're talking about they're running government and stuff like that, these are fucking ass idiots. Okay? They don't have no government. And until we are able to look them in their faces and tell them that and say, no, you got to get out of here, they're going to be still here behaving like they are somebody. Okay? The world is a textbook here. Rule them out completely. Go where government is. And it is nothing that they are doing. And we believe that. So what I'm trying to tell you is that these are hominid all over this world, is a textbook, and where you have the emergence of civilization. You see, the emergence of civilization. Emergence of civilization. Right in the end of the Neolithic age, between 4000 and 3000 BC, new developments began to affect Neolithic towns. Who raised up those towns? White people don't have nothing at all called towns or city or nothing. You get it. They don't have anything because over like almost 4 million years that they evolved long ago. And they're mute. The only thing they do is make stone tools and light a fire. That's all they could do. And they do that in Africa and go up into Europe 1.5 million years ago. Check that out. What do they do after that? It's something for you to know. Go into the history here. Okay? And you will see that these white people are not civilized anything. They are not human. Now, if they think they are, show it to me. Show it to me in the World History Textbook. Because they can go about and write Bible and talk all kind of a fucking ass nonsense and tell us to believe it. Not believing nothing. We want knowledge. Okay? They don't have anything. White people don't have anything. Okay? And what they get from us is because we turn idiots and we don't know whether we're going left or right. You know, see? That's what is happening. But the proof is here for us to exhibit the truth and don't skin our teeth with these white fucking ass people. Where they live and come from here, don't we know? Don't we know where they come from? I know. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You think the gods have not warned us about these people? But you see, we will perish as long as we don't heed the truth. So here you have, if you think that these white people supposed to be here because they are showing themselves, they want to be like, oh, they are not faggots anymore. Don't you see? They don't want to be, they talk about, homosexual like it's some other people they're talking about. It's themselves. They make laws in the Supreme Court. To fucking ass people and vagina people, you know, see? And we're behaving like we don't understand where we come from. So, emergence of civilization, the upgraded form of civilization, it tells you that they used to do stone tools. We come along between 4000 and 3000 BC. This is where precedence is set. When I'm talking about all these whole bunch of junk, you know, Christmas thing, that's not civilization. White people not talking about civilization. They are actually turning us fool and using our civilized, establishment, and we are not able to, kick them out from our territory. I know how they come into the Western world, you know, and started off to learn some things. And started off in Europe, and then they find out we are idiots, so them can come into our jurisdiction and do whatever they want. That's why they are here. Now, I'm telling them to get out. Get their fucking stinking white self out of our territory. You don't see what I mean? And the more they, I mean, like, resist and stiff up and stuff like that, is it closer it brings them to their lost base of stolen, and that is life. They should have been dead and gone long time instead of being here, being a nuisance and plague to us. We never kill them. How much of us they kill and behaving like they didn't do anything? You come on now. I am telling you, they don't belong in any of our territory. In general terms, the culture of a people is the way of life that they follow. Did you see us following these people anywhere? You read that they attack our people and fuck them off with their nasty R-H-E-S-U-S blood. And that's what turned us into idiots right now. We were not like this the first 100,000 years in Africa. But no sooner than we were getting out and these fucking assholes, primates, catch our people and do what they want to do with them. Then start talk. Them start a baby with talk. And this is where we land up with all of this. Okay? They talk about, Bible talk about fall from grace. That's what these white people is writing to turn us idiots. We fall from grace because of them. They are the talking serpent. We don't know that. We're supposed to know that. You see? We were no Jews. We don't know Jews. They call us Jews and then call themselves Gentiles and then spin it around. Today, they are the only Jews on the planet Earth. You don't see that? When they're talking about Jews, call themselves Jews. Right in front of us, who can read the Bible and know that 2,000 years ago, they call Jesus Jews, and Jesus belonged to us, right? But today, they don't even want to talk about what Jesus was like back then. It wasn't Jesus. It was a Yeshua, another name. And here we are, turned fool. Okay? But a remnant of us is left to stand up to civilization. And that they cannot stand, right? But if we don't stand up and drive them out with the truth, then they will have no choice but to just know that they hunker down. Okay? Well, they anchor where them hunker down. That anchor is full. No sooner than we know and we begin to stand for civilization. We ain't playing. Now, so it tells you in the world, it's a textbook. This is not federal government, nothing. Because what I'm called federal government is all aguash, nonsense, hoax. Okay? When they take in our people and put them behind bars and give them life and all that kind of thing, and they are doing the evil and they're not getting no life or nothing. Okay? This is what I'm trying to tell you. In general terms, the culture of a people is the way of life that they follow. As we have seen, early human beings formed small groups that developed a simple culture that enabled them to survive. As human societies grew and become more complex, a new form of human existence called civilization came into being. You see? So when did civilization come on Earth? That is something that, you know, African people don't know. That's the reason why these sodomite white people have us dragging us all over the place and take away every dime from us, and, you know, Africa is over there, no longer operate our government, but our government is still alive and well. It's for us to exercise the laws of our own government, because they cannot come, they have never made anything that usurp civilization. White people has not. They have not made nothing besides AD and Adamani that don't rest upon nothing. Because no Jesus ever exists. These guys, shot their fucking asshole ship and make Jesus. That's what they did. So if you don't know where we are, well, you perish with them. Cities. The rise of cities. They didn't make nothing. Nothing at all. Then you have the growth of government. Because government has been on earth since civilization came to earth. Immortal gods are civilized. They brought civilization. So these fucking asshole white people that we are here and don't know what to do with ourselves, we must learn the truth. And so we have the government here. It's none of what they are doing. And we are falling because of them, right? Sexuality. That's how serious sexuality is. And when you have their blood inside of you or wear your brain out, you're not coming back. You have got to find out something wrong with you and begin to think differently that give you a chance of knowing who you are. It will make that difference. But if you can't have realization toward that, you're dead. You're done. All right. And so it says, concerning the emergence of new civilization that would give us a new social structure, this is what the role of religion, the way of life, that's what it tells us. Important religious developments also characterize the new urban civilizations. All of them develop religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. This is something that nobody, none of us is supposed to miss. Because we must know this and live our lives according to it. Gods and goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community's success. And listen, these very white people relied on the gods. Right in this book, it tells you that they thought everything come to them because of the gods. These same asshole fucking white people who don't have anything to do with the gods now, because as far as they are concerned, the world must run by these fucking ass idiots. You see what I mean? Yeah. And so they don't care about the setting that is given to us. And as long as we turn fool, they are going to, make us celebrate Christmas and Easter and all this kind of stuff. These are shit, stink stuff, okay, that these white people are bringing into the world. Not, they need to go to Europe because that's where they are free to do their criminal, and primate stuff. Not among us, okay? Not come here and using the Bible to get around to our body to fuck it. That's what white people are doing. That's why they have laws to marry two fucking ass people. And goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community's success. To win their favor, pre-supervised rituals aimed at pleasing them. This gave the priests special power and made them very important people. rulers also claimed that their power was based on divine approval. And some rulers claim to be divine. And then this brings us into Sumerian establishment of our human civilization that came from the gods who created us. A new social structure, a new social structure based on economic power also arose for us. And it tells you how we begin to move along. Here come these faggots, white people. Okay? If you don't read and find out, there is always going to be a problem you cannot solve. Because walk out of the truth that is written down for us, there is no cure for anything anybody going to do. These sodomite white people, they must get out. And the gods, they have what it takes to drive them out. No problem at all. But we are in the way. You know, see? We are in the way. We brought in bronze and all the things that create in right here, I tell you. They came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished. Humans. Not hominid. Not primates. As revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world. How about that? Right? Where does white people come in here? They don't have no place in the civilized world. And they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. I mean, it's easy to testify to reality here, right? But as long as our eyes are blind, we cannot see, then we are hindered. And these people will have their way. Now, in this extraordinarily documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods, indelibly written in stone. That's not, what they call it, UFO. That's not what we're talking about. Because the gods are not things that you cannot understand, what you call you unseen, foreign, unidentified foreign object, right? That's not what we're talking about, because on Earth was gold being mined and shipped to Nibiru planet from Earth in South Africa. There was a lot of trafficking. These white people used the church to block the knowledge that we supposed to have. And Mars is a place today that is uninhabited because the flood had destroyed some of the places there in Mars, right? So what they go there and see clearly was devastation done by the all knowing creator who has concern about what mankind has caused to happen and why they destroy so many things on the planet Earth that it need to be refurbished. It is, you know, it happened upon Mars as well. But Mars is a way station that these guys go up there and fooling around Mars moonlit and get shot down. Yeah? These white fucking ass white people here, they're never civilized and they want to rule, go up to Mars and go fuck it down. And then they realize, no, they cannot do it. Right? So, my friends, It is a serious time. If you don't want to know what has happened and you are into that Bible and stuff like that, you're going to perish. Because without the truth, your mind is never going to be what's supposed to be. Civilization is different from what we have going on here with these white people. Okay? They don't belong to us. They don't belong among us. It's the most important thing that we must know. These fathers must go back where they come from. This is not where they come from. They're talking about our country. You hear them with their fucking ass tongue talking about, you know, this is our country. You know, we're going to lose our country. These fucking assholes come here and this is the way they address us. And they don't care whether we live or die. Because what? We are missing in action. And my friends, I thank you for tuning in. Okay, I got a visitor in the chat room. This is Be Wiser. Be Wise Serpents. Be Wise Serpents. Join the conversation. Be Wise Serpent left the conversation. Okay, now, my friends, let's see. So it is 4:30. Okay, then. 4:30, 3:30, okay, 4, 5, 6, okay, so this is going to be, okay, 1, 2, 3, okay, so 6, when it's going to be, huh? Let me see. No, this is six thirty and 7:30. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. 3. Okay, now let's go to this little nut and coal.
The falling drift by the window, the autumn leaves of red and gold, I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold since you went away. The days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. And soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
That's what I mean when I say I get too tough for them. Is what? But if it weren't too tough, they would understand. No, no, but wait a minute, bro. I mean, look, if you have knowledge and you understand what I'm saying, then you either like it or you don't like it, right? But what I'm trying to say, people used to come and listen, and we have exchanged. But now I it's like what I am talking about. It's like it doesn't really a lot of people don't take to it. I don't understand. I don't understand what you're saying there. Because I'm saying to you, people used to listen to me, we could talk. But it comes to a point where they drop off. Because the thing that I am delving in more and more is like they can't hang with it. You're not winning nobody heart, man. You're not winning nobody heart, man. Hello, let's just talk a little more because I have to like go do the thing. Let me talk to you a little later, right? Let me talk to you because I'm doing the show. Yeah.
Okay, not a little disruption. All right, let's deal with this now. Indigenous, low holocaust. I am E-I-G-E. I-N-D-I-G-E-N-O-U-S. Indigenous. What's this? Indigenous. Originating or occurring naturally in a particular place. Originating. An indigenous. Okay. So originating and occurring naturally and particular in a particular place. Native. Okay. Indigenous to Southern Europe. Okay. Say native, original, earliest, first, aboriginal, initial, ancient. Okay. All right. So I think I understand that. All right, so indigenous holy cause. So this was a bad thing. Indigenous holy cause, 1492, presents David Michael Smith, University of Houston. Moreover, such removal and relocations destroyed indigenous people's way of life, which resulted in substantial additional loss of life, other devastating assault on these ways of life included the Spanish mission in California, Florida, and Texas. The U.S. government's attempts to make Plains Indians into cattle ranchers and Southern Indians into American farmers. Efforts by churches and governments to undermine Indian religious government and kingship system. The often deliberate destruction of flora and fauna that American Indians use for food and other purposes. The near extinction of the buffalo. Widespread starvation and malnutrition. The delirious effects of forced labor, alism, demoralization and despair, declining fertility, and other factors also distribute to the also this attributed to the indigenous Holy Cross. When yes, when Thornton's estimated hemispheric population decline of 70 million is multiplied by 2.5, the total number of indigenous deaths throughout the Western Hemisphere between 1492 and 1900 appears to be about 175 million. And the number of indigenous people who have died in the hemisphere because of war, repression, racism, and harsh conditions of life since 1900 surely runs into the millions. By any reckoning, the indigenous Holy Cross is the Western Hemisphere. The indigenous Holy Cross in the Western Hemisphere was, as Stannard had pointed out, the worst human Holocaust the world had ever witnessed. No words or numbers can adequately convey the scale of the horror tragedy involved in the greatest sustained loss of human life in history. Still, it seems to this researcher that understanding the scope of the dimensions of the indigenous Holy Cross is an important first step towards collective political action which addresses the needs, interest, and aspiration of the indigenous people today, and which ensures that such a Holocaust will never happen again. So it is saying here that no words or numbers can adequately convey the scale of the horror and tragedy involved in the greatest sustained loss of human life in history. And why were they trying to kill out the African people here? Why these white people leave their own habitat to come here and do this kind of stuff? Can anybody tell me? You know, I mean, it's like the flood that just killed off everybody. I mean, there was a reason back there to kill people with the flood. But what is the reason for white people to come here, follow us to the Western world, and kill us the way they do? Civility from people. By first, 100,000 years ago, spread their rhesus blood into the brain of the people so that they lose their senses. Still, seems to this researcher, that understanding the scope and dimension of the indigenous Olikas is an important first step towards collective political action, which addresses the need and interest, the need, interest, and aspiration of indigenous people today, and which ensures that such a Holocaust will never happen again. All right. Now, my friends, I thank you for tuning into the program today, and we have a little more time here. Okay. Now, let's go over to this last section where I have a link for everyone who would like to know what has happened in the prehistory existence of civilization in South Africa. Before any civilization appeared, there came the immortal gods doing a lot of things in South Africa. Primary mission was to mine gold to send back to their planetary Nibiru. It wipes out the white people's sodomite rhetoric that we don't want to any longer be exercised in any of our territory, because we are developed now and understand exactly who we are. We don't want white people around, plain and simple. And they better march out and go back to where they come from, because this place that they are is not theirs. Okay? And we will know, once we are serious, what to do to get them out. Okay? And they well know. We're not talking about coming out there and fight them with no gun and no bomb or nothing like that. Okay? But is that when they will be wiped out, well, they won't see us around. Okay? Because we don't want them around. We don't want white people around. That's what I'm saying. They don't belong among us. The history says. You can get this link to get real good education about civilization, where it began in South Africa. The gods had to dig out canals, had to clear channels, the lifeline of the land. The gods dug out the Tigris River bed. And then they dug out the Euphrates. Dali 9. Atraasis. After 3,600 years of this work, the gods finally begin to complain. They decide to go on strike during their burning their tools and surrounding the chief gods and surrounding the chief gods Enlil's dwelling, his temple, Enlil's visor, Nosku, gets Enlil out of bed and alerts him to the angry mob outside. Enlil is scared. This, his face is described as being sallow, as the tamarisk. Sallow as the tamarisk. The visor, Nosku, advises Enlil to summon the other great gods, especially Anu, sky god, and Enki, the clever god, fresh waters. Anu advises Enlil to ascertain who is the ringleader of the rebellion. They sent Nosku out to the mob of gods. Who is their leader? The mob answers, every single one of us gods has declared war. Dali 12, Atra-Asis. Since the upper class gods who see that the work of the lower class gods was too hard, they decided to sacrifice one of the rebels for the good of all. They will take one god, kill him, and make mankind by mixing the gods' flesh and blood with clay. And my friends, that's about what we have here today. And I hope that you will find some grace in what I've been said here. So take care and see you on the next edition.